Though he was 6,000 miles away, 57-year-old Amirati passed through the crowd by way of his daughter's cell phone, encouraging people to embrace the cause of young immigrants brought to the U.S. as children.
For the people there, I say keep the fight going. This fight is for a lot of people out there that they're living fear.
Adi had lived in the U.S. for nearly 40 years and became a community leader in Youngstown. Last fall, ICE ordered him deported, then later canceled plans he and his wife had to leave. They then arrested and imprisoned him before flying him to Jordan Monday night. Dan McCarthy, a Cleveland State law student who attended the rally, says friends of his are living in fear of immigration raids.
You would expect this in, you know, some dictatorial regime, but we hold ourselves up as a democracy, and it's just frightening to see this be the current state of affairs.
Congressman Tim Ryan left his seat at the State of the Union vacant in honor of Adi and his family. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.